A BC man has been found guilty on assault and threat charges for a June 2022 attack at a gas station where he threatened to kill people and told them the Hell's Angels wanted to kill him. The events horrified Vancouver as part of a series of stranger attacks in the city. Leslie Dale Chudik was charged with aggravated assault, uttering threats and dangerous vehicle operation. His trial before Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Andrea Brownstone began February 14 with Crown Prosecutor Philip Sabellin and defense lawyer Christy Nerouter presenting an agreed statement of facts. Nerouter then asked Brownstone to find Chudik guilty but not criminally responsible due to a mental disorder. That led to testimony from two psychiatrists February 14-15. The events. The statement of facts said Chudik's involvement with police had begun the previous evening when he was found holding a sign saying, "Goodbye Les Chudik," and something about the Hell's Angels. He said he was sleeping in his Dodge minivan. When police arrived, Chudik told them the Hell's Angels were after him, preventing him from buying gas at service stations. About 3 hours later, early on the morning of June 1, police received reports of the vehicle running red lights in Port Coquitlam. Half an hour later, Burnaby RCMP attempted to stop the vehicle near Canada Way. Soon, it was reported that the vehicle was on Vancouver's East Hastings driving with no tire on one wheel, leaving a trail of debris as the vehicle ran on the rim. As those events were unfolding, a man went into a 7-Eleven at the Esso station at Hastings and Skeena. Almost immediately, he was struck by a red minivan. Videos played for the court showed the man being thrown in the air and crumpling to the ground. Chudik got out of his vehicle carrying two weapons, a knife and a tree pruning saw. Police had initially reported the saw was a machete. Sabellin said a number of witnesses described Chudik as dazed, distressed and agitated. He yelled at the man on the ground, "This is what happens when you try you kill my grandkids." That man was stabbed at one point, the court heard. In hospital, the man was treated for a stab wound to his back and a couple of fractures, one which required surgery. Pruning saw. The court heard Chudik moved toward one bystander and struck him on the head with the pruning saw. "I'm going to kill you because that gang is going to kill me anyway," Sabellin quoted Chudik as saying. A chase captured on video soon took place around the gas station, with people scattering in all directions. Sirens could be heard as Chudik wandered around the gas station before he got onto a motorcycle and tried to start it. Police approached him with firearms drawn. Chudik dropped to the ground and was cuffed. He told officers his wife and daughter had been killed by Hell's Angels. However, Sabellin said, Chudik had spoken to his daughter the day before saying the Hell's Angels were going to attack him. A week before, he had told her the police were after him. Sabellin also played a video of two police officers interviewing Chudik who, for the most part, refused to speak with them without a lawyer. The psychiatrist's drive. Robert Lacroix, a psychiatrist at the BC Forensic Psychiatric Hospital and at UBC, told the judge he had diagnosed Chudik as having been in a psychotic state marked by persecutory delusions that took over his thinking. Lacroix said the disorder is marked by fixed ideas that are not susceptible to reason or logic. The doctor testified Chudik had been exhibiting such symptoms for some time. "All this behavior and activity in this time period was to save his life," Lacroix said. "There was intense pressure from these delusional beliefs to save himself." Even as Lacroix testified, Chudik would give an occasional thumbs up to testimony, including when the doctor testified that Chudik had incorporated the crash victim into the delusions. Since then, Lacroix said, Chudik has incorporated correctional staff and other inmates into the delusions. Chudik nodded. He retained the capacity to appreciate the nature and quality of what he did, Lacroix said. He did not know his actions were wrong. Lacroix said Chudik lacked the capacity to make rational decisions when it came to dealing with perceived threats. There was no reality-based threat to him, LaCroix said. He was acting simply to preserve his life. In June 2022, Crown Prosecutor Karen Houghton said reports from doctors indicated Chudik was mentally fit to stand trial. The incident was one of multiple stranger attacks that happened in Vancouver.